Hello and welcome to WP Cafe, episode number 33, with me, Keith Devon, and...
And with me, Mark Wilkinson. Welcome, everybody. I hope you're all well. We have got an action-packed show for you today. Well, not really. We've got a few things to talk about, though. I've been sat here for the last half an hour and thought, what are we going to chat about? We've actually come up with quite a long list, actually.
Yeah.
With some of the things that we've done. We've got some exciting things happening this week. So... let's get started with kind of the main thing for this week, which was probably 5 years too late. Learning JavaScript.
Yeah.
What have you been doing, Keith?
Well, our friend of the show, Frank Klein, he's been on the show twice, and who I've done his course, his full site editing course before. So he got in touch. He kind of follows along our with our kind of journey, our story. He's always kind of interested in kind of where we're at with things, and he knows that we've been resisting kind of native block development and JavaScript and React and all that kind of stuff. So he reached out and offered his new kind of course. It's not really a course. I think he's calling it a boot camp because it's a bit more hands-on, isn't it, than just like an online course. So block development boot camp, is it called?
Yeah, I think it's more him involved. So like we can chat with him and ask for advice, yeah. not just following. I think there is a course. I think we're gonna get at some point, but we'll see.
I think that's
kind of
right.
Kicks this off on Monday, I think, yeah. Isn't it?
So he got in touch by email. Said, "Hey guys, like got this new thing. Are you interested?" And we talked about it a bit, didn't we? We're like, do we really want to do this? Do we really need to do this? Because like things are kind of working okay for us at the minute with using ACF to build our blocks and all that kind of stuff. And I think I was kind of a bit more keen on it maybe than you were, Mark, and tried to convince you that, do you know what? What's the worst that can happen? Let's just give it a go. And if we hate it all, if we can't get our heads around it, whatever, we can go back to the way we were doing things before. But it might transform, you know, our coding abilities and our business, and who knows. So I thought it's definitely worth a go.
It's gonna make us worse, is it? So
I don't think so, although I can already feel like CSS leaving my brain as JavaScript goes in, so it's gonna be, as we said to Frank on our kind of initial call, he's got his work cut out for him because we really aren't very good at JavaScript in particular, but also just like we're not programmers. Neither of us come from like programming backgrounds. Like we don't have computer science degrees, and it was very much jump into WordPress and hack about until we're kind of semi-competent at things. So there's a lot of groundwork to do. So he's set us up with a course, like one of the Wes Boss ones, and it's been really good so far. So it's his like JavaScript 30, I think it's called. So it's 30 kind of 20 minute lessons that you're meant to do one a day for a month. So we've done what, four of them so far, and like already I'm like, oh, that, okay, that makes more sense, and oh, you can do it that way instead, and like, so that, like, yeah, even the super basics are, yeah, it's good to be learning them. Well, how have you felt about the whole thing so far?
I enjoyed doing that little JavaScript 1330. I think I've done four or five. I can't remember. Let me just get the course up.
I've definitely done four. Yeah.
I've done the array one or whatever it's called, the array cardio, whatever it's called. Yeah. Which is good. That was really good, looking at like the different things you can do with, like, was it all arrays or was some of it like, yeah, it was arrays. Arrays of objects, arrays of strings, things like that. So it's like reduce, map, sort, things like that, which is it got quite complicated towards the end.
Yeah.
But I must admit, now I've looked back over it again, it kind of makes more sense than it did when I watched it, which is interesting. Because I think I'm a watcher, not a doer. Although I would have said I'm a doer, not a watcher, but in this instance, I can't do it as a watcher. I just want to watch it and like watch what happens and take it in. And then actually go and look at the code, that's the finished code, and see if I can make sense of it having watched the video, rather than sit there typing it out. But everyone's different, so
I've done a bit of both. Yeah, I've done a little bit of typing and a little bit of just watching so far. Yeah.
And it says that at the start of the video, like, you know, do whatever works for you type thing. Like, if you're a watcher, then watch. If you're not, then there's no right way to do it, so it's good. So I've enjoyed it. I think I'm sure it's going to get more complex as we go ahead. But kind of worryingly, I think this is the easy stuff. But maybe we'll see.
Well, exactly. Like, we're basically like learning some of the basics of JavaScript at the minute. We haven't even got onto any of the any React. You know, we've got kind of get our heads around sort of JavaScript, some of the new syntax, which I just don't understand at all yet. The ES6 stuff. And then get into React. It's like, oh my God. We've got an awful lot to learn, but we'll see. Can you teach old dogs new tricks? We'll find out, won't we?
Find out. We'll let you know if we can. Yeah. Hopefully. We'll see. So yeah, that's been our part of our week, haven't we? But I don't know, probably done a couple of hours each, I think, haven't we, at the moment, just looking through that course and getting sort of prepped as much as we can for the actual block development stuff, which I don't know. It might be go away and finish learning that course before that. Well, it's not ready yet. We'll see.
I think there's something to be said for that, for like taking the time to do these like first courses. Because it wasn't just that one. He's also what else did he recommend? The Eloquent JavaScript one, and then
I put the links in his channel.
And then there was something else. So like, yeah, he obviously realized in that first call that we have lots of prep to do to get ready for the course itself.
There's an ES6 overview in 350 bullet points link. Which I haven't read, but it confused the hell out of me when I looked at it. React, JS, an introduction to React. So I'll have to look through those as well. That one looks slightly more an actual introduction to React, which is fine. So I'll have to look at those as well. But I do wonder whether that would be like running before you can walk, looking at those now. I think we should probably just finish the JavaScript 30 course first.
I think so.
And then move on to these. Like, I think we do ourselves a little injustice. Like, we do know JavaScript. Like, we don't like 1% of it, but we do. It's not like we've never read it before, or we've used it.
So I've written quite a lot of it over the years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's not like we're coming at it from a zero, you know, experience of it. But it's like anything. It's like when you were learning WordPress, you know, you did things because they worked, and then, you know, 2 months later you work out there's a better way of doing it. So you do. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it works. It'll
be interesting to look back. I was saying to you earlier, it'd be interesting to look back on our JavaScript code after doing all this work and seeing how terrible it is. But that shows you're improving.
That's a good thing, because it shows you're improving. If you're not improving, then if everything's the same, then you're not making any progress, are you? But anyway. We will keep you updated on our progress with learning everything. JavaScript, block development, etc. Hopefully we'll have some positive things to share with you in the near future.
Yeah.
Anyone in the comments got anything to say about that? A few people. JS is getting so feature-rich, jQuery is not required. Yeah, that's we have said for a while, haven't we? We want to get away from jQuery. So we that certainly helps. This is JavaScript and not jQuery is the course we're looking at, which is good.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, jQuery, it's a tricky one because like, I'd love to get rid of it for performance reasons. So I'm trying to write a lot more native JavaScript these days. But then you use something like Gravity Forms and it requires jQuery. It's like, it's a bit annoying. I think it's good to get away from the dependence on it. I've no hatred for jQuery at all. I think a lot of people has a bit of a bad reputation amongst some circles, but I think it's amazing. Quick shout out to a few people watching. Hi, Paul. Hi, Tony. Xsalams. Hello. Nice to have you with us. Tony, that was an interesting question from Tony. He said, Keith, do you have a FIFO brain or a LIFO brain? So I just had to Google that because I had no idea what those acronyms were. FIFO seems to be first in, first out. LIFO is last in, first out. And I can't even make sense of that, so I don't know. I have a dysfunctioning brain, I think is the answer. I'll have to look into that a bit.
Doesn't that mean, so like, if take that JavaScript 30 course, if you're a first in, first out, the first lesson that you watched would be the one that you always remember?
Right.
Whereas if you're a last in, first out, I think the last lesson that you watched would always be the one you remember.
I've got no idea.
I'm completely wrong.
No. I don't think I'll remember any of it. So what's that kind of brain?
What, the first one that doesn't remember anything?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Morning, Nick. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I know.
So, should we move on to whatever we have next in our list of things to talk about? And that was block editor learning. So we are constantly using the block editor more and more and more, as I'm sure you all are. And I don't know about you, but I come across things every week that's like, ooh, that's quite good. Yep. Or, ooh, that's quite bad. But we'll try and focus on some of the positives. So one of the things I found this week that, do you know what? It's probably been in WordPress for like the past 10 years, but I was like, I don't know, blown away, it's a bit over the top. But I was typing in the slug box, the permalink box, and I didn't put the dashes in. And to my amazement, it just put them in for me. So I was like, oh, I can just literally type a sentence in here that I want my slug to be, and it will convert it into the correct permalink.
Yeah, or you could just copy and paste something in.
Exactly. So like, I was like, oh, that's good. That saves it. And do you know what? I've still since written in that box and still tapped the dashes in because I'm just so ingrained to do it that way. But I'm sure I'll get out of that habit, which is good. And I believe that that is also the case for an anchor. If you want to write an anchor onto a block,
yeah,
I believe you can do the same. You just need to you don't need to put like the dashes or something like that.
Well, and this is a beautiful segue. So I find that functionality because I was using the anchors for creating table of contents lists at the start of blog posts. And I find that really cool. So I could just like copy the heading text and paste it in to the anchor field and it would add all the dashes for me. So I thought, oh, that's really cool. So I tweeted about that. And then Frank Klein, our new instructor, he tweeted back to me saying, why are you doing that manually? Why don't you just use a block like this? And he put me towards the simple TOC plugin. And it's really good. So it's just like you just drop that in as a block at the top of the page, and any heading that you add will be added to your table of contents. But you can also set like the highest level of heading and the lowest level of heading that you allow.
That's what
I can say. Yeah, I can say only use H2s or only use H2s and H3s or all this kind of stuff. Super cool. So yeah,
that's what worried me when I first saw the plugin. I thought, oh, I don't want all the headings on there. So
yeah,
you can control them. Perfect.
And I think it looked like there's something coming in core. There looks like there's a table of contents block on the way, but it didn't look like it had those controls from what I could see. But so it'll be interesting to see what that's like whenever it lands in core. But yeah, that was one of my little learnings of the week, which is pretty cool. The other one for me was just how like kind of bulk editing blocks is getting a lot better. So by that I mean, if you've got like a number of headings on a page, I can select those headings and then edit them all at the same time. So I could change them all from H2s to H3s, or I can change their like font size. So it seems that things that have shared properties can be edited in bulk now, which is really cool. And I feel like that hasn't always been the case. So
can you might not know, can you do it with different block types? For example, choose two headings and two paragraphs because they both have color, they both have size.
I don't know.
Could I
try it right now?
As in, they've got shared properties, haven't they? I know the size.
So what, like a heading and a paragraph?
Yeah, because they're still selecting from the same sizes, aren't they?
No, you can't.
You can't. The same block types. Yeah,
it must be the same
makes
block
sense,
type.
I suppose.
Yeah, it makes some sense. Yeah. So yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. But one of the things you can't do though is styles. So I can't select multiple headings and apply the same style, even though they're all headings and they all have that block style. So that seems to be lacking at the minute. That'd be a nice little addition.
There's a reason
in the
for that, or is that just an oversight?
Can't think of one.
Same block type, makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, the style is available to all of those blocks. So, yeah. Yeah.
Bizarre.
Hopefully that'll come in the future, because that'll be super handy. Yeah.
If anyone's watching along and you've found some cool block stuff, let us know in the comments. We'll perhaps put some on the screen in a minute. But yeah, it was it's good. It's always interesting to use it. The more and more you use it, the more and more that you find that's available and stuff like that, which is good.
Yep.
Next on our list is a tweet that I found from I think it's Rich Tabor. I can never say this right. Sorry.
I think it's Tabor.
Tabor. And Rich tweeted out a simple tweet, which I thought was really interesting. In 5 words or fewer, what advice would you give someone just starting with WordPress? So I thought it would be quite a good idea to answer that. I'm not sure whether I could do it in 5 words or less, though. But so let's just go for what advice would you give to a freelancer in WordPress starting out?
Doesn't say freelancer, does it?
Sorry, no, it doesn't. It just says someone starting out in WordPress, which is, I think, the reason why I've said, I think I want to say to me, like, to turn that into what advice would you give yourself when you were starting out, like now, looking back? Because I can't give advice to a content marketer who uses WordPress, because I'm not, so I don't know.
Yeah, I see you mean, because there's so many different ways to use WordPress and so many different rules. Yeah, like, the advice wouldn't necessarily be the same.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say, when I started out using WordPress as my role, what advice would I give myself now?
Okay.
So I think there's a few pieces of advice I could give, but if I've got to pick one, I think, and this is not in 5 words, I apologize, but it would be, when you're deciding to do something, does it make business sense? So only do something that makes business sense. And not something that you just want to do because it's cool.
Ooh, interesting.
I think.
Ooh, that's interesting. I don't know if I'd agree with that.
Do you
know? No, I don't know. Because it kind of clashes with what I replied to that tweet, which was stay curious. And I think doing stuff just for fun is sometimes the best way to learn. And I don't have any personal experience of it, I don't think, but I would imagine that a lot of great success stories come out of play, like playing, just having a go, and then suddenly stumble across something. I don't know. I think I get what you're getting at, though.
I think you're right. I think I don't mean spend half an hour on a Friday afternoon. I don't mean spend half an hour on a Friday afternoon having a play. But what I mean is, if that doesn't make any business sense when you've had a play, then don't pursue it anymore. Do something else. Have another play. Do something else differently, if that makes sense.
Mm.
Don't follow things that aren't going to work.
So, okay. So you've said that you're giving yourself that advice, right? So is that coming from a place of you think you did used to do that? As in, you used to just do things for the sake of it without thinking about it?
Definitely.
So what, have you got any examples? Like, did you pursue anything for way longer than you should have, or did you go down a rabbit hole that didn't get? No.
But just like coding examples, when you're doing things, you know, and they're not working, or when you're products, ideas for things, you know. That sort of stuff.
So it's more like have a go, but don't be married to things that aren't working, or...
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah,
definitely. Because you don't want to waste time on stuff that isn't going to work.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was my thoughts.
Yeah,
I have a few others as well, but I'll let you go.
I was just going to read. I was going to read a few of the answers on that tweet. Interested in development, learn React. So there's 5 words for you. Brian Gardner said, patterns will change your life. Some block patterns, I guess.
Interesting. How
is it going to change my life, Brian? Ian Paulson, just build stuff, which I like. Just build. But then that's kind of interesting.
So that's interesting, isn't it?
Jeff, don't read the comments. Joss, get involved in the community. That's a nice one. Yeah, there's a couple of community ones, which are good. David Bissett, patience, community, kindness, share, decaf. And then someone says, you lost me at decaf. Which I like.
Back to our coffee analogies again.
Yeah, it's all about coffee, Mark. Didn't you know? This is called WB Cafe, so, you know.
Don't you have to drink coffee, though.
That's true. Oh, and there's some really negative ones as well. Obviously, people have jumped in with basically stuff along the lines of, if you're just starting out with WordPress, don't. Like, stop. Oh, dear, dear. Find a mentor. That's a good one. We never did that.
WordPress works well without Elementor.
I like that. I like that. That's really good. Always have options and alternatives. Google before building something. Well, that's what I do every single time. So, yeah.
Interesting.
There's some good ones on that. Actually, it's worth a little read through. And like quite different, quite diverse. Very good. So yeah, that was good tweet from Rich there. There was one big kind of news item this week. We sort of said we maybe wouldn't talk about it, but just to kind of touch on it without too much of an opinion, really. There was another kind of storm caused in the WordPress community this week because the plugin growth charts were pulled from the repo. And I can't remember his name. The guy behind WP Mayor is kind of leading a campaign, not just to get them reinstated, but just like to get some answers as to why. And kind of disappointingly, typically, Matt Mullenweg's kind of contribution to this conversation is really, really unhelpful. I don't have a particularly strong opinion on whether they should be in or they shouldn't be in. I'm sure it's useful data, but then I guess some of the argument is that it's actually not useful data because it's all kind of aggregated and what does it actually mean and all this kind of stuff.
I wasn't sure what's been removed.
Yeah.
Like, if I go to a plugin now and click on the advanced view, I can see a graph which shows downloads per day and download history. What's been removed?
Yeah. Exactly. I'm not exactly sure. But yeah, it's just kind of disappointing that, I don't know, Matt's like communication style. It's just this kind of like snarky, I can't think of the right word, but it's just not helpful. It's not helpful. And it seems to be lacking in kind of like empathy and understanding and almost like disdain for the people that are challenging at like anything that he does. And it's just really not, I just don't think it's good leadership. I don't think it's healthy for the community, and it doesn't give plugin developers and people that are kind of supporting and part of the WordPress ecosystem and infrastructure like a good vibe, really, and a good feeling and confidence in the direction. It feels like a bit cloak and dagger and a bit you guys don't really matter. I don't know, it's which is probably not actually the case, but that's how it feels. You know, and I just think Matt could do a better job to make us feel more part of the community and the project than he does. That's my take on it. I don't like the technicalities of what actually happened. I've got no idea about, but it's just another example of poor communication. But there you go.
I have to confess, I sort of heard about it on Twitter and just thought, oh, I didn't really read about it because I don't know. I just didn't seem to be that interested in it. But yeah.
Yep.
As with a lot of these things, I just kind of let them flush over me and carry on.
It's probably the best way to handle it. It's good though that like there's people in the community that will hold people to account though as well. Like we need that. We need people to push. We need that tension. And John James Jacoby, like he put a lot of effort into kind of trying to communicate around the decision, but then even then, like he said, he was aware of things that he wasn't allowed to talk about and stuff like that. So it was all a bit like, what is going on here?
It's open source. Why can't we just be transparent about what the decision was and why?
Maybe because it's a security issue, but then it's if you're like, well, if it's a security issue, it's been
just say it is, then.
surely we can just say that it's a security issue and say what it is because it's gone.
Yeah.
So, like, why? I don't know. It was all very strange. All very strange. Anyway, there you go. Yeah. I shouldn't have left it on that. I should have had that point higher up on our list so I didn't finish on a negative. Anyway. Join us next week for some positive WordPress chat.
Well, they'll be able to learn how much JavaScript we've learned next week. So
that should be a short episode
by next week. Who knows?
All right.
Who knows?
Yeah. Do you want to wrap it up?
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. If you did on YouTube, if you're listening on your podcast player thing, thank you very much. Please leave us a review on your podcast system, whatever you call them, system. Anyway, leave us a review. If you like this video or episode, please hit the like button. And if you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, please do. We do post other videos, not just WP Cafe ones. But until next time, we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye.